Children First. Safeguarders Panel Team. Safeguarders. Information for children, young people and families. My name is. And then there is a box that you would fill, put your name into. I am the safeguarder for. Again, a box and you put your name in. You can contact me if you need to by phoning/texting. And again, there's a box. Or emailing, and there's another box. You may have a lot of worries and questions about a safeguarder. This booklet is to help children, young people and their families understand what a safeguarder is and what they do. We hope you find this information helpful. Safeguarders want you to feel safe and comfortable, listened to, respected, confident to ask questions, informed about safeguarders and their role. More information can be found on our website at www.childer.org.uk/safeguarders. What is a safeguarder? When a child or young person is experiencing difficult things in their life, they may be involved in a children's hearing or court case. Sometimes a safeguarder will be asked to help a sheriff or children's hearing panel decide what should happen next for the child or young person. A safeguarder wants to learn about what is going on in a child or young person's life to help make sure that any decisions made at the hearing or in court are in the best interests of the child or young person. Safeguarders are independent. This means they are not connected to other people working with the child or young person, like panel members, social workers or lawyers. They are free to give their views of what is in the child or young person's best interests. What does best interests mean? Children and young people have human rights. These rights are all the things they need to live a safe, healthy and happy life. They are listed in a document called the United Nations Convention of the Rights of the Child, in brackets, UNCRC, close brackets. Safeguarders must respect and protect children's human rights as they think about what is best for a child or a young person. Best interest means that children and young people enjoy all the rights that are in the UNCRC, and that adults think about their well-being, growth and development when they're making decisions that will affect the lives of children and young people. Safeguarders will also do what they think is best for a child or young person. They are there to make sure the children's hearing or court can make the best decision for the child or young person. The child, young person and their families may or may not agree with the safeguarder's recommendations. Safeguarders will always explain why they have made their recommendations. More information about children's human rights and the UNCRC can be found here at www.cypcs.org.uk/RIGHTS. What will a safeguarder do? A safeguarder will meet the child or young person to get to know them, learn about what they want and answer any questions they might have. A safeguarder will speak to adults in the child or young person's life, like parents, carers, teachers, social workers or others, to learn what they think would be best for the child or young person. A safeguarder will read the information from the children's hearing about the child or young person and their situation. A safeguarder will make recommendations to help the children's hearing panel decide what is best for the child or young person. This will be written as a report, and a safeguarder should share and explain the recommendations with the child or young person and others. The child or young person may see this report as part of the information that is shared with the children's hearing. A safeguarder will attend the hearing or court to share the views of the child or young person and explain their recommendations for what should happen next. Once a decision is made, a safeguarder will not be involved anymore and they will say goodbye to the child or young person. For more information about accessing a safeguarder's report in the future, please visit www.scra.gov.uk. Privacy and confidentiality. Children and young people have a right to privacy, and it is important that this is respected by the children's hearing system and by safeguarders. Safeguarders want to meet and speak with a child or young person to learn about their life, but the child or young person can decide that they do not wish to speak with the safeguarder. They have a choice to speak with a safeguarder or not, and they can change their mind. Safeguarders will keep all personal information confidential, which means they will keep it private and only share it when it's necessary with people who have permission to see it. Safeguarders will make sure that they keep all electronic and paper documents safe and secure. They must follow the rules outlined in the General Data Protection Regulations 2016. Once a decision is made by the children's hearing or the court, a safeguarder must dispose of any information they hold about a child or young person. If a safeguarder receives information about a child or adult not being safe or about a crime, it is their duty to report this. Feedback about safeguarders. We want to hear from you. Your views and opinions help us make sure that safeguarders are doing their best to protect the best interests of children and young people. If you want to tell the safeguarders panel team anything about your experience with a safeguarder, please scan the QR code. Now, the QR code is on the right of this page, but you can also visit www.childrenfirst.org.uk/sg-feedback. If you have a worry, concern or complaint about your safeguarder's work, actions or behaviour, please contact the Children's First Safeguarders panel team. More information here. www.childrenfirst.org.uk/sg-complaints. And on the back page, there's the Children First logo with Safeguarders panel team. Visit our website to find out more about safeguarders or to provide feedback. That's www.childrenfirst.org.uk/safeguarders. Safeguarders panel team, the telephone number is 0345 604 4296. You can email them at safeguarderspanel@childrenfirst.org.uk. There's then the saltire flag with the words "the Scottish Government" underneath. Safeguarders are appointed by the Scottish Government ministers and are supported by the Safeguarders Panel Team. The Safeguarders Panel Team (SPT) is based at Children First and manages the national network of safeguarders. Children First, registered office, 83 White House Lane, Edinburgh, EH91AT. Registered Scottish charity number SCO16092.